Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to go over a study I did called Confusion is Not of God. And I'll start today in 1 Corinthians 14:33. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. So as I've covered in previous studies, the Lord is identified as the truth. And we see the truth plainly in all things which are made, Jesus being a God of order and peace. Oftentimes, even those who are in the world, love the world, and love the world's pleasures and pursuits, retreat to the natural world that God has designed for peace and restoration, though the wicked never find true and everlasting peace. Romans 1:20-21. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Isaiah 57:21, there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. Is it any wonder, then, that the wicked, once they've temporarily refreshed themselves in the intended design of creation, again go back to the wallowing in the mire and filth of the world, consequently vexed once again continually? 2 Peter 2:22. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Ecclesiastes 2:26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight wisdom and knowledge and joy, but to the sinner he giveth travail, to gather and to heap up, that he may give to him that is good before God. This is also vanity and vexation of spirit. So order brings peace for the wicked, a temporary fleshly peace, but for God's people, an everlasting foundation. Psalm 40, 1-2, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. So we have to ask the question, where does confusion arise then? And does confusion have place in the life of a born-again follower of the Most High? Absolutely not. Confusion springs up from a willful departing from the Word of God, the God of peace, to heed to the flesh, the world, other men, doctrines of devils, and so on, all of which are outside of the truth. Jeremiah 3:25, we lie down in our shame, and our confusion covereth us. For we have sinned against the Lord our God, we and our fathers, from our youth even unto this day, and have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God. 1 John 2:16. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. John 4:23-24. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we can actually see the punishment of such a wicked departing from the truth in the Old Testament as God defined the law for his people and tells them what constitutes confusion. Leviticus 18:23, neither shalt thou lie with any beast to defile thyself therewith, neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion. Leviticus 20, verse 12, and if a man lie with his daughter-in-law, both of them shall surely be put to death. They have wrought confusion. Their blood shall be upon them. So in both of these verses, the definition of confusion is the word table, which means mixture that is unnatural bestiality or confusion. So mixture, this mixing of the Lord's order, does not come from God, but from man's own wickedness in heeding to the flesh. From the beginning, everything was good, and man was made upright, yet they sought out wicked inventions. Genesis 1:31. And God saw that everything God saw everything that he made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Ecclesiastes 7:29, Lo, this only have I found, that God hath made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions. As we know, Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Confusion is death, as anything outside of God destroys, and our Lord is a God of peace. Therefore, if one is confused about something, it arises from evil. James 3:13-18. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion, and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So we're all called to have the mind of Christ, with the Word of God, the truth, the rock, always being brought to remembrance by the Spirit of God. Remember, saints, if your eye is single, not on the world, the flesh, man's devices, but on Christ, the God of peace, all is made simple and clear. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:14-16, But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things. Yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. John 14:26-27, But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Matthew 6:22-23, The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness. So, in conclusion, Proverbs 3:5-8, Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. And finally, James 1:5, If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and abradeth not, and it shall be given him. So that was my short study on confusion is not of God. Confusion does bring death. Confusion brings evil. It is of wickedness, the flesh, Satan's workers, whatever it might be. It is not of the God of peace. God is a God of peace. His truth. Is solid, is firm, we can trust in it, we can go to it, we can adhere to it, and it'll direct our paths. The Word is Jesus Christ. The Word was made flesh in Jesus Christ, so on and so forth. But if you're ever confused about something, reach out to God, dig in His Word, seek Him diligently, and He will be found. The answer will be found. You have to have faith in the Word of God, and faith that he'll answer your prayer, because he cares for you. He wants you to bear much fruit, saints. So I hope this encouraged you, and I hope this edified you, and I pray you have a good rest of your night or day wherever you are, and God be praised.